also have a summary for this sermon. If you want, please take one at the back. Okay. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for having us here today. Help us to understand the Word of God. Lead us to find a way to follow you in this world. Use me as your mediator who will deliver the message of God. Grant me to have your wisdom and your knowledge so that I can speak your word with power and confidence. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Last Sunday, I spoke about the people of Israel and how they were to depend upon God, because they were chosen by God to be His people. And God gave them His laws to keep it at all times. Otherwise, when they escaped from Egypt, they might have failed. Even today, those who believe in God are expected to obey God and to follow His word so that they will not fail. Today, I will continue to expand this idea of depending on God. I would like to talk about how God chooses His people. What is God's standard? In this world, there are many ways of choosing people for tasks. For instance, after I graduated from the university in South Korea, I worked for the same university as a staff member. While I worked in the personnel department, I learned how to choose new employees. The university spent most time looking at the academic backgrounds and professional backgrounds of applicants. This is the same as in most companies. Some companies might consider looking at other attributes, such as character and heart. But most employers generally look at our backgrounds. However, our God looks at our inner heart and characters and sincere beliefs in Him. Last week, I told you that in the Bible, God expected His people to obey Him and follow all of His laws and commandments so that they would succeed in His purpose. For example, King Saul was humble and obeyed God. However, as time went by, he turned away from God and did not follow God's commandments. God regretted appointing Saul as king of Israel and rejected him because of his disobedience. Samuel was instructed by God to appoint another man to be king over Israel. God ordered Samuel that he needed to appoint a king of Israel among Jesse's children. Jesse had many sons, and Samuel came to meet the first son named Eliab. Because he looked good in Samuel's eyes. Let us read together what the Lord said to Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7. For Samuel 16, verse 7, let us read together. Do not consider how handsome or tall he is. I have not chosen him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outside of a person, but the Lord looks at what is in the heart. People look at the outside of a person, but the Lord looks at what is in the heart. New International Version says, man looks at the outward or appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. In Hebrew, outward appearance is ayin. It originally means eyes. This includes everything we see with our physical eyes, such as outward appearance, figures, wealth, and positions. But heart in Hebrew is lebab. It does not mean physical heart. It includes things we see with our spiritual eyes, including our inner heart, character, gift. Our God is more concerned about our inner heart than outward appearance. This is one of the most meaningful passages that I have ever read. Let me tell you about a service I went to Oakland about 10 years ago. The pastor was speaking the same passages. At that time, I was struggling, but the message reached out to me. In my own heart, I was encouraged to trust God. The book of Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Above everything else, guard your heart. Everything you do comes from it." Again, we are not speaking of our physical heart, but our spiritual center, which needs us to follow God by reading the Bible and praying to follow God's commandments. In the Bible, we are told in the book of Matthew 22, verse 36, says that one day a teacher of the law came to Jesus and asked, "Which is the most important commandment in the law?" Jesus answered in verse 37, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Believers of God are told to love God with all of our hearts and minds and souls. This is the most significant of God's commandment. As the believers of God, we are to obey God. Obeying God, our God trusted his heavenly works on earth to our Lord Jesus. And Jesus also entrusted his works to his disciples. And thus, Jesus told his disciples to follow God's commandments. When he chose them, he did not consider their outward appearance. Instead, he looked at their inner heart. As you know, the disciples were fishermen and a tax collector who were known as ordinary people in those days. These people, through their efforts and obedience to God, proclaimed the word of God and changed the world since that time. The disciple Paul said that our salvation was not from our appearances and positions. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26 says, "Think of what you were when God chose you. Not many of you were considered wise by human standards. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you belonged to important families." God chose his people not by human standards, the outer appearance, but by God's standard, their inner heart. Among the children of Jesse, God chose David as king over Israel. He was the youngest of Jesse. In his people's eyes, he would be considered the least in his household. In God's eyes, he had greatness and was the right person, and so he was chosen to be king. Look at yourself. You might not be a great person or awesome in people's eyes, but you have greatness and magnificence in God's eyes. Thus God chooses his people not by human standards, but by God's own standard. He looks at your inner heart rather than your outward appearance. Like Saul, we spoke of last week, Solomon was a great king of Israel. To be children of God, we are to follow God at all times. Solomon was another great king in Israel and obeyed God. But as time went by, he turned away from God. And God said in 1 Kings 11 verse 9, "The Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord." The reason he turned away from the Lord was that he stopped following the law of God. 1 Kings 11 verse 11 says, "The Lord said to Solomon, 'You have not kept my covenant and my decrees, which I commanded you. I will most suddenly tear the kingdom away from you.'" As a result of Solomon's disobedience, the country of Israel was no longer united, but became divided into two countries, the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. When we consider our own Christian lives, there are many things for us to do. But the most important thing for believers is to obey God. Obeying God means believers of God are to follow the word of God with all of their hearts and minds and souls. Our inner hearts are to focus on God. And then God will help us to succeed on his earth. Additionally, believers of God are to follow all of God's laws, even when we face troubles and difficulties. We still need to follow God, because God wants us to endure hardships for his own purpose. The younger son of Jesse, David, was anointed with oil and became king over Israel at an early age. But he was not recognized as king by the people, and his life had been very hard and he had struggled. However, David had trusted in God and devoted himself to God at all times. God had a purpose for him. As believers of Christ, we also might endure hardships such as young David did. But we can be sure that we can depend upon God wherever we go and whatever we do. Because our Lord has his plans for us, and he wants us to accomplish his works. In a later passage in the Bible, we are told that although God cared for the people of Israel, they were terrified to fight against the Philistines, in which a great soldier named Goliath was leading. I personally didn't understand why the people of Israel were afraid, because they were with mighty God, God of gods and Lord of lords. However, there was no one who would be fighting against the Philistines. Right at the time, David was anointed by God and came forward to stand before the mighty God. David was the only one who believed that the mighty God was with him and would defeat the Philistines. 1 Samuel 17 verse 45 says, "David said to Goliath, 'You are coming to fight against me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord, who rules over all. He's the God of the armies of Israel. He's the one you have dared to fight against.'" David relied on God, and God helped him to succeed in the battle. But we are able to learn from David the things that we cannot overcome with our own strength. We can do this with the help of God. David says in 1 Samuel 17 verse 47, "The Lord doesn't rescue people by using a sword or a spear. And everyone here will know it. The battle belongs to the Lord. He will hand all of you over to us." David understood that God controlled everything in this world, and he needed to depend upon God in every circumstance. David defeated Goliath and the Philistines because God was with him. God helped David to succeed in this world. I remembered how hard I found my walk here in New Zealand until I learned to depend upon God. I worked very hard, but I was troubled and failed many times. I wondered why this happened to me. Later, I had come to realize that I depended upon myself, not God. During the hard times, I learned how to commit myself to God and to pray. Later, God opened the door for me and my family. He guided me to learn more about God through theological training and various churches. Since then, mighty God has given me the opportunity to speak and preach the Word of God in many countries. When the king of Judah, Hezekiah, was fighting against the Assur, a powerful neighboring country, he was struggling, but not afraid, because he believed that a godly nation would win the battle if they obeyed God and followed the law of God. King Hezekiah knew he had to depend upon God no matter what happened. As he prayed, God sent an angel who killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers at one night. King Hezekiah defeated the Assyrian soldiers with the help of God. This is another example for us of when our lives might be hard or difficult, we are to depend upon God. No matter what happens, God will care for us and help us to succeed. Our God blesses his people, but the most important thing for the people of God is to obey God and keep his word no matter what happens. God was pleased with King David. The book of Acts 13 verse 22 says, "After removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.'" God was with David at all times. And many years later, God sent Jesus, the descendant of David, to save his people from their sins. Many believers of God have been saved since then. As you know, David obeyed God and followed the law of God. God blessed him and his descendants. I want to remember that God looks at our inner hearts rather than our outward appearance. We are commanded to do our own best, to obey God, and to follow the word of God with our lives. We need to depend upon God's word and to pray. May God bless you and your lives and your ministries. Let us pray to our Lord. Almighty God, thank you for giving us the word of God today. We are so blessed to understand that our Lord looks at our inner heart rather than our outward appearances. As believers of God have committed themselves to God with all of their hearts and minds and souls, so help us to obey God and follow the word of God by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.